Let's pull back the curtain on the trials, tribulations, and triumphs that define the path to innovation. How I Built This offers an insider's perspective on building startups from scratch, providing invaluable lessons on turning ideas into industry-changing realities. This isn't just a book about entrepreneurship. It's a book about resilience, creativity, leadership, and the unwavering belief in one's own capabilities. It will inspire you to dare, to dream, and to do. Entrepreneurial mindset. To truly excel as an entrepreneur, certain characteristics need to be ingrained in your mindset. Tenacity, for instance, becomes a necessary trait, as the path of entrepreneurship is seldom linear. You'll face setbacks, sometimes massive ones, but the key is to see them as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. Rejection is another hurdle. Don't shy away from it. Instead, embrace it. Each no brings you closer to a yes. Now, let's consider how these characteristics apply in your role as a leader. Imagine you're faced with a project that's spiraling out of control. Instead of throwing in the towel, your tenacity pushes you to find a solution, to turn things around. Or, suppose you're proposing a bold new strategy. It's met with resistance and outright rejection. Rather than retreating, you persevere, refine your approach, and try again. This mindset is not just about surviving in your entrepreneurial journey. It's about thriving, evolving, and leading effectively. Overcoming challenges. Entrepreneurial journey is akin to navigating a labyrinth. You're bound to encounter challenges, some seeming insurmountable. The key, however, lies not in avoiding these obstacles, but in learning to tackle them head-on. Take, for example, a scenario where your innovative product fails to resonate with the target market. It's easy to view this as a failure, but the entrepreneurial mindset transforms it into a learning opportunity. Now, let's translate this to your role. Confronted with the same situation, you don't let disappointment cloud your judgment. Instead, you dive into market research, engage with potential customers, and strive to understand what went wrong. Based on this feedback, you refine your product, adjust your marketing strategy, and relaunch. This approach not only bolsters your problem-solving skills, but also instills a culture of continuous learning and improvement in your team. Embracing challenges, therefore, becomes a catalyst for growth and innovation, a guiding beacon in the intricate maze of entrepreneurship. Innovation and creativity. Innovation and creativity serve as the twin engines that power the entrepreneurial journey. They fuel the process of transforming abstract ideas into tangible products or services. Picture this: you're faced with a problem that seems to have no solution. Instead of resigning to defeat, you choose to view this challenge as an opportunity for creative problem-solving. Now, how does this apply to your role? Let's say you're leading a team tasked with creating a new product. The market research data suggests that the competition is fierce and the customers are hard to please. Instead of sticking with the familiar, you encourage your team to think outside the box, to approach the problem from a different angle. You create an environment where innovative ideas are celebrated, where failure is seen as a step closer to success. In doing so, you're not just creating a product, you're cultivating a culture of innovation and creativity that sets you apart in the crowded marketplace. Persistence and resilience. In the world of entrepreneurship, resilience and persistence often become the difference between a failed attempt and a success story. You might face hurdles that seem insurmountable, challenges that test your limits. Yet, the ability to bounce back, to persist despite the odds, is what carries you forward. Now, let's apply this to your role. Imagine your latest project fails to meet expectations. Instead of surrendering to disappointment, you examine the situation, identify the weak points, and devise a new plan. And when the next hurdle arises, you don't falter, you push through. The goal isn't to avoid failure, but to learn from it, to become resilient in its face. When you embrace this mindset, not only do you evolve as an individual, but you also inspire those around you to do the same. This ethos becomes a driving force, propelling you and your team towards success, even in the face of adversity. Passion and purpose. Entrepreneurship is a journey fueled by passion and guided by a sense of purpose. Your passion is the flame that ignites your ideas, while your purpose is the compass that directs your actions. You might have a burning desire to solve a problem, or maybe you're driven by the impact your work can have on the world. Now, how does this translate into your role? Let's say you're at the helm of a new venture. It's not just about making a profit, it's about making a difference. Your passion becomes the energy that drives you and your team, while your purpose serves as a clear vision that everyone can rally behind. When the going gets tough, as it often will, it's your passion and purpose that keeps you moving forward. They serve as your guiding light, keeping you focused and motivated. And in the process, you not only build a successful business, but you also create a positive change in the world. Building a team. Entrepreneurship is not a solo journey, it's a team sport. Building a talented team is crucial, but it's equally important to cultivate a positive company culture. This is about more than just hiring skilled individuals. It's about bringing together people who share your vision and are committed to achieving common goals. Now, let's consider how this applies to your role. Imagine you're starting a new venture. You're not just looking for competent employees, you're looking for team players, for people who bring diverse skills and perspectives to the table. Once you've assembled your team, the next step is to create a culture that encourages collaboration, fosters respect, and values every team member's contribution. This isn't always easy, but it's worth it. A positive company culture not only improves job satisfaction and productivity, but also helps attract and retain top talent. In this way, building a team and cultivating a positive culture becomes a strategic asset, a catalyst for success. Adaptability and flexibility. In the dynamic world of business, adaptability and flexibility are invaluable traits. The landscape is ever-evolving, with new trends and technologies constantly emerging. To succeed, you must be able to navigate these changes and pivot when necessary. Now let's consider how this applies to your role. Suppose you're navigating a business environment that's shifting rapidly. New competitors have entered the market, or perhaps new regulations have been implemented. Instead of resisting these changes, you adapt. You reassess your strategy, alter your course, and even reinvent your product if required. Embracing change becomes a strength, not a liability. This approach not only allows you to stay ahead of the curve, but it also sets an example for your team. It instills a culture of adaptability and resilience, encouraging them to view change as an opportunity for growth and innovation. This attitude, in turn, becomes a powerful tool in navigating the unpredictable waters of entrepreneurship. Customer focus. In the realm of business, customer focus isn't just a buzzword. It's a fundamental principle. It's about understanding the needs of your customers and then making every effort to meet those needs. This mindset forms the core of successful businesses, shaping their strategies and guiding their decisions. Now, think about how this translates into your role. Suppose you're launching a new product. Rather than simply focusing on what the product does or how it's made, you delve deeper. You try to understand who your customers are, what they want, and how your product can make their lives better. This customer-centric approach guides every decision, from product design to marketing strategies. It's about more than just selling a product. It's about creating value for your customers. This focus on customer needs doesn't just drive sales. It also builds trust and loyalty. It sets your business apart and ensures that you're always in tune with the people who matter most, your customers. Scaling and growth. Business growth isn't just about increasing sales. It also involves managing new challenges that come with expansion. Scaling operations, managing a larger workforce, and entering new markets are all part of the growth journey. It's a complex process, and careful planning and strategic thinking are crucial. Consider this in your own context. You see your business growing, new orders are pouring in, and you're considering expanding into new markets. Exciting as this may be, it's important to plan your next steps carefully. Scaling your operations isn't just about increasing production. It involves hiring more staff, possibly upgrading facilities, and maybe even implementing new systems for managing increased complexity. Entering new markets means understanding new customer needs, navigating different business environments, and possibly adjusting your products or services accordingly. Managing growth, then, involves a delicate balancing act. You need to maintain what made you successful while adapting to meet the demands of a larger, more complex operation. By approaching growth strategically, you can navigate these challenges and steer your business towards sustained success. Lessons and takeaways. Every entrepreneur's journey is a trove of valuable insights. Real-life experiences and practical advice, gleaned from those who have walked the path before you, can be incredibly beneficial. The beauty of such wisdom lies in its applicability. You can take these lessons and use them to navigate your own entrepreneurial journey more effectively. Consider this. You're faced with a challenge that seems insurmountable. Instead of letting it overwhelm you, try to draw upon the wisdom of experienced entrepreneurs. What strategies did they employ when faced with similar obstacles? How did they navigate difficult situations? What kept them going in the face of adversity? These insights can provide you with fresh perspectives and actionable solutions. Remember, the lessons learned by others can serve as a powerful guide. Let these experiences inform your decisions, inspire your actions, and bolster your resolve. By doing so, you're not just learning from their wisdom, but you're also making it an integral part of your own success story. Conclusion. As we journey through the terrain of entrepreneurship, it becomes evident that success isn't an isolated destination, but a continuous process rich in lessons, challenges, and opportunities. The narratives of those who have navigated this path offer invaluable insights into the entrepreneurial mindset, the resilience to overcome challenges, the spark of innovation, and the power of passion. Building a team, fostering adaptability, keeping customer focus, managing growth, and learning from the experiences are integral to this journey. These stories stand testament to the fact that every challenge faced, every failure encountered, and every success achieved shapes the entrepreneurial journey in unique and transformative ways. As we move forward, let's take these insights to heart, apply them in our ventures, and carve our own unique paths in the world of entrepreneurship.